尽量结束。
没有关系，你就讲，把它讲完就好。
好，这个是这个声音。
Testing, one, two, testing. 大家好，我叫做郭建廷，英文名字叫 Alex.
Everybody, my name is Alex.
Okay. 我很不习惯，有人翻译哦，第一次有人翻译，不用翻没关系。
I'm not used to be a translator. This is the first time that someone is translating.
所以我讲话变得很小心哎。
So I become very cautious when I start speaking.
好，还是照稿讲好了。
Let me just follow the script.
我们一起祷告吧。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会，一起到。一起来读你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for this opportunity to read your words together.
We just, 我们就将我们的心打开。
Just let us open up our hearts.
主，愿你自己亲自教导我们。
Lord, may you teach us in person.
奉主的名祷告。
In your name we pray.Amen.
我一生中有一半的时间在台湾。
Half of my lifetime I live in Taiwan.
另外一半的时间在美国。
So the other half I lived in, America.
所以其实我比较熟悉的是繁体中文。
So actually I know the traditional Chinese writing better.
所以我今天会使用繁体中文。
So the PowerPoint I'll be using the traditional Chinese.
谢谢各位今天邀请我来这边分享。那让我们一起来思想神的话。
I thank you for your invitation, so we can to ponder upon the words of God together.
在一个礼拜以前
，So it's about a week ago.
有一件天灾发生在台湾。
There's a natural disaster happened in Taiwan.
你们知道是什么哪一件
事吗？ Do you know what that is? Earthquake.
花莲的怎么弄？
不 work 是吧？
还是有什么特别的知识我需要用
？No，
用
可能
哦、oh, yeah. 要确定一下每个地方有每个地方的传统嘛，对不对？好，花莲大地震。
So this earthquake in 花莲，
瑞士6.4级的地震。
It's a 6.4 in the Richter's magnitude scale.
晚上11:50。
It happened at night around 11:50.
可能正在吃宵夜。
Many people probably are having their midnight snacks.
可能毫无预警的在看电视。
Maybe there's without warning, they were still watching TV.
但是突然就开始震动。
And suddenly the earth start shaking.
震动了有一分钟以上。
It lasted probably more than a minute.
前后后加起来超过了100次的地震。
Throughout the whole time, there are about maybe more than 100 quakes afterwards.
你可以看到这个大楼已经倾斜了。
You can see this building kind of leaning forward, collapsing.
很多的有还有其他的大楼也有受到波及。那像这个就是有三楼变成一楼的。
This is one of them that the bottom three floors collapsed into one.
所以可想而知，当天这个晚上影响了非常多人的一生。
Obviously, this impacted many people's their lifetime.
其中有非常多人罹难。
The many casualties.
这样的事件告诉我们，人是非常渺小的，人的时间也非常的有限。
This event tell us we are very minuscule, we are very small, and our time is rather limited.
有人说， 钱赚了，钱对不起，钱没了，再赚就有。
Some said that it's okay if you don't have money, you just keep on, you can keep on just making it, earning it.
但是时间没了，还赚得回来吗
？But can you earn back the lost time?
就赚不回来了。
No, you cannot.
我们的生命就有点像是一个沙漏。
Our life is more like a sand glass.
里面的沙只会越来越少，不会越来越多。
The sand glass will become less and less, and will never go back more.
所以我们每个人就是都在跟时间赛跑。
So we are racing against time, every one of us.
而我们赢的几率是这样。
And our odds of winning is essentially zero.
今天的主题叫做这就是永生。
And today's topic is now, it is, this is eternal life.
真的有永生吗?
Is it real, really eternal life?
我们有可能永远的活着吗?
Can we live forever, really?
除了地上的生命以外,还有更多吗?
Is there life beyond what we have on the earth?
如果真的有永生,我们要怎么得到呢?
How can we gain or receive this eternal life if that is true?
而我们又怎么样将这个永远的生命活出来呢?
And furthermore, how can we live out this eternal life?
从圣经上我们可以看到
From Bible we can see this.
真的有永生。
The eternal life is true.
我们不只有地上的生命。
We have not only just life on the earth.
而且永生就是认识独一的真神。
And eternal life, and the life is to know the only true God.
而且耶稣基督是独一真神的启示者。
And Jesus Christ is a revealer of this only true God.
所以今天我们要看约翰福音十七章。要是你有圣经的话，我们一起翻到约翰福音十七章。
So we are about to read the book of John, chapter 17. If you have the Bible with you, please open it up and we can read them together.
我们试着去想象当时的这个场景。
So let's just imagine the context or the surrounding environment at the time.
在第十七章以前，耶稣跟他的门徒有一段相处的时间。
So, before the chapter 17, there's a period of time Jesus was with his disciples.
耶稣跟他的门徒说
，So he told his disciples,
我期待与你们相见。
I want to see you again.
耶稣知道他在世上的时间并不长了。
Because Jesus knows that the time he will be remaining on earth is rather short.
这个时候他将要被犹大出卖。
He is about to be betrayed by Judah.
他也将要被逮捕。
And he was about to be arrested.
那他这个时候往天上看。
So he looked up to the heaven.
他开始了他的祷告。
And started his prayer.
在他的祷告当中，他讲到为什么他要成为肉身。
In his prayer, he talked about the reason for him to become a man.
他为什么要来到世上
？And the purpose for his mission on earth.
他来是为了要让那些一切信他的人得着永生。
So that his mission is to save all the people who believe in him.
我们一起来读
So let's read
我们一起来读中文
The passage in Chinese together
认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生永生是真的
The eternal life is real
在希腊文这个字是代表没有尽头永无止境的意思
So in Greek, the word eternal means that there's no end to something.
我好讲一个个人的故事哈。
Let me tell you a personal story.
在去年八月的时候，我人在台湾。
So August, last August, I was in Taiwan.
每天晚上从八点到十点中间。
Every evening between 8 to 10.
电视上一定播着一个电视剧。
There's always a TV show on the TV.
叫做幸福来了。
The name of the soap opera is called The Blessing Has Come.
那我的外婆啊，我的外婆每次看了这个剧呢，她就一直说，怎么演都演不完呢、啊？
My grandmom said to me, "How come this soap opera never ends?"
但是她又无法自己，她还是会继续看。
But she couldn't control herself, so she just keep on watching it.
你知道台湾的这些电视剧啊，是出了名的很长。
So you know the Taiwan's soap opera is famous for its endless episodes.
有一部戏啊，叫做《鸟来伯与十三姨》。
So there's a soap opera called Uncle 鸟来 and the Auntie 13.
你不要问我是谁，因为我不知道是什么意思。
Don't ask me who they are. I don't know who they are.
但是不是黄飞鸿与十三姨就是。
But I'm pretty sure it's not 黄飞鸿 and Auntie 13.
这部戏呢，演了2708集。
So that show has continued throughout. There were about 2708 episodes of this.Soap opera.
演了十年才演完。
It took about 10 years to finish.
那已经接近没有尽头，永无止境。
You can say this is almost like endless.
所以永生
never ending.
永生就有点像这样子。
You may think eternal life is something like that.
好了，其实没有很像了。
Actually, it's not like that.
永远的生命代表着什么呢？
So what does it mean to have eternal life?
代表身体。
It means
代表身体的死亡不是结局。
The physical death is no longer the end.
人身体的走下坡不再左右我们的一生。
The degradation of our physical body will not control where we go.
我们不再为身体的退化伤心难过。
We will not be saddened by the degradation of our physical strength.
我们也不再与他人比较今生的成就。
We will no longer compare ourselves to other people's achievement.
我们不再被死亡的枷锁给束缚住。
We will never chained or bound again by the death.
因为前面的路长得很。
Because the path ahead of us is very still far, very long.
我们的故事并没有全剧终。
So our story would not end.
而是未完待续。
But to be continued.
送君千里。
So when you see someone off for a long time,
不一定需要有一别。
We don't need to say goodbye.
送君千里。
So when you see someone off,
再送千里。
We can keep on sending that person.
天下没有不散的筵席可以改成。
So when we talk about there's no banquet will last forever.
这很难翻译。可以改成天上有羔羊的筵席。
But we can change that to,there will be a banquet in heaven with the Lamb.
我想永生的这个事实跟我们每一个人都有密切的关系。
I think the fact that there is an eternal life has a very, is very relevant to all of us.
我个人的经历是我妈妈在我11岁的时候得了癌症。
So my personal story is like my mom had cancer diagnosis with cancer when I was 11.
每次所有的人讲到我妈妈的时候，心中都是万喜难过。
So everyone when they talk about my mom, they feel sad and feel sorry.
因为她从小到大都是模范生。
Because she was always the model student since she was a kid.
在大家的心目中，他就是那位非常有气质、常常代表学校比赛的那一位。
So in people's mind, she is always that person representing school, to go compete, in many events.
但是怎么会落得如此下场呢？
But how come she have to encounter such a fate.
她36岁得了癌症，过了几年以后跟我的爸爸离婚。
So at age 36, she was diagnosed with cancer, and then a couple years later, had a divorce with my father.
但是永生的盼望告诉我们，
But this hope of eternity tells us,
我跟我妈妈将来将有再相见的日子。
I know that I will see my mom again in the future.
我相信我们当中有人可能也有这样的一个思念的情感。
I think maybe some of you will have the same feeling.
目前听来，永生是一段 OK， 这是秦始皇哈。
By the way, this is Emperor Qin. So far, what we have been talking about the eternal life.
所以，永生是一段很长很长的时间。
Now it may sound like the eternal life is a very long, very long time.
不过它又有，它其实也有某种的品质。
But actually, there's also a quality associated with the eternal life.
待会会讲到。
We'll come to that soon.
第二点是永生是认识独一的真神。
So the second point is that eternal life is knowing the only true God.
这个字认识呢
？The word knowing.
这是希腊文哈。认识这个字并不是从远处听说一个东西。
So when we talk about knowing, it's not talking about knowing about or hearing about someone from afar.
像只是在课堂上上一节课。
It's not like you are just taking a class.
或者是读一本书。
Or just reading a book.
而是认识神。认识的意思是代表我们跟神有一个个人的关系。
The word knowing implies that we have a personal relationship.
就像人跟人的相处一样。
Just like we have personal relationship with other people around us.
你越多花时间，越多花时间相处，你就越认识这个人。
So the more time you spend with someone, you will get to know this person more intimately.
那我们的神是怎么样的一位神呢？
But then, what kind of God do we have?
他是一位令人赞叹的神。
So he is a God amazing.
他是一位充满惊奇的神。
He's a God awesome.
他是超乎万有的神。
And he's a God magnificent.
他是极度尊贵的神。
And he's a God majestic.
他是超乎我们意料之外的神。
He's a God is mind-blowing.
他是一个充满荣耀的神。
And he's a God spectacular.
独一的真神这个字。
The word, the only God.
独一的真神，这个很好笑吗？
No,
你们在笑什么？
The word only.
这个字是独特的意思。
It means it's very special, unique.
在上帝的这个类别里面，没有人跟他同一个类别。
So, in the realm of God, there's no one can compare to him.
宇宙中再也没有跟他同样级别的东西了。
There's nothing that in the universe that can compare to God.
其他的受造物在他的面前没有说话的余地。
All the created things has no stand up before him.
唯有他是神。
Only he is God.
而且认识这样的一位神带给我们生命上的转变。
So knowing him will change our life too.
再分享一下个人的事情。
And another personal life story.
就像我刚才讲的，我11岁家里就妈妈生病得了癌症，所以妈妈就离开家住在医院。
So, like what I said earlier, when I was 11, my mom, was diagnosed with cancer and, she moved out and lived in the hospital.
在高中的时候，我突然接到一个讯息，就是我爸爸跟我讲说他跟我妈妈已经离婚了。
So when I was in high school, I got a message, my father told me that, his mom is already, divorced.
所以我在大学的时候，我在思想，就是人生的意义到底是什么。
So when I was in college, I was thinking about what does it mean to what's the meaning of life?
感情这个东西是会决裂的。
So the relationship can be broken.
身体也不是永恒的。
And the physical body doesn't seem to last forever.
但这个时候呢，我开始参加教会的团契。
But just at that time, I start joining church fellowships.
开始从祷告跟读圣经当中认识神。
And through prayer and reading Bible, I start getting to know God.
那个时候就开始觉得这世界上与我想象的这世界与我想象的不一样。
So I start feeling that.The world is actually different from what I thought before.
我生活的态度和想法完完全全的改变了。
So the way I live my life and how I think about things changed very much.
开始对生命是有热情的。
So I become have compassion to life.
而且也越来越积极正面。
So and become more positive.
我们可以真实的个人的来认识神。
We can know God in a very personal way.
这就是永生的品质。
And that is a quality of the eternal life.
没有人完全的知道永生长什么样子。
Nobody knows completely what eternal life is like.
就像一个胎儿在妈妈的腹中一样。
Just like a baby in a mom's womb.
我们试着去想象这个画面啊。
Imagine that this picture.
这个妈妈想要说服她的小孩，腹中的胎儿。
So this mom is trying to convince the baby in her tummy. In her tummy.
跟她讲说这世界有多么的美好。
Tell this baby how beautiful this world is.
跟她说这世界是其实是彩色的。
Tell the baby saying, actually, the world is color.
但是这个胎儿会怎么想呢？
But how would this baby think?
他会想，
He probably would think that.
我才不信嘞。
I would never believe what you said.
这里这么黑。
This is so dark inside.
又这么无聊。
And so boring here.
我才不相信这世界是彩色的。
I would never believe there's a color.
有好吃的 baby food.
I wouldn't believe there's what tasty baby food.
又有好喝的珍珠奶茶。
And the tasty boba milk tea.
看来你们比较喜欢珍珠奶茶，比起 baby food.
looks like you like the milk tea better.
我才不信嘞。
I would never believe that.
感谢主的就是我们在世上就能够体会它的美好。
But we thank God that we can taste the sweetness of our Lord while we are on earth.
他的同在是真实的，也是相当的甜美的。
And His presence is both real and sweet.
当我们尝到主恩的滋味，
So when we know the taste of God's grace,
而且被他的爱浇灌了以后，
And when we are anointed by His love,
我们就知道这世界上没有东西可以跟神的爱相比。
And we know there is nothing can compare to the love of God.
没有任何东西可以跟上帝自己相比。
There's nothing can compare to the God Himself.
而且神的同在不受空间与时间的限制。
And His presence is not limited or bound or constrained by space and time.
意思是什么呢？
What does that mean?
就是就算今天站在那里讲话的人非常的无聊。
It means that even if the person standing here talking is very boring,
你依旧可以亲近神。
You can still be close to God.
就算今天的乐团并没有满分。
Even if the worship team is not perfect today,
你依旧可以亲近神。
You can still be close to God.
就算你人不在教会，你依旧可以亲近神。
Even if you are not inside of church building,
当你孤单、难过、没有人懂你的时候，你依旧可以亲近神。
So even when you feel alone, nobody really understands you, you can still be close to God.
虽然目前我们没有办法随时感受到神的同在，
even from time to time we cannot feel God's presence with us.
但是当我们有与神有经历神同在的这个经历以后，
but once you have been you have that experience of God's presence.
我们就渴慕、渴望跟他更多的亲近。
We would like to have the desire to be closer to Him.
而且我们对永生有更大的盼望。
And then we'll have a greater hope to this eternal life.
好，我们看一下，再次看第三节。
Let's read the verse 3 again.
我读就可以了，没关系。
I'll read. It's okay. I will just read myself.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And so now this is eternal life that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, who you have sent.
耶稣基督跟永生有什么样的关系呢？
What is the eternal life? How is the eternal life related to Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是全是独一真神的启示者。
And Jesus Christ is the revealer of the only true God.
因为耶稣基督，我们能够学有关于上帝的一切事情。
Through Jesus Christ, we can to learn about God.
因为耶稣基督，永恒的世界跟现实的有限的世界产生了连结。
So because of Jesus Christ, that that eternal life can be connected to what we have today here.
现在的世界跟将来的世界产生了一个重叠。
So there's overlap between the life we have on this earth and the life in the of that world above in the future.
让那一切信他的能够得到永生。
So all the people who ever believes in him shall have the everlasting life.
让我们回到约翰福音十七章的这个场景。
So let's come back to chapter 7, the context of the circumstance of the chapter 17.
耶稣知道他在世上的时间已经接近了尾声。
Jesus knows that his ministry on earth is about is coming to an end.
他将要上十字架。
He's about to going on up to the going up to the cross.
所以他的工作将要传给一些其他人。
So his ministry, he is about to pass on to some other people on earth.
这些其他人呢，就是那些认识神而且尝到永生滋味的人。
Who are these people? They are those who believe in him and have the taste of the eternal life.
那我们怎么样将永生及认识神活在我们的生命当中呢？
How can we live out this eternal life in on earth?
我将给大家一个真实的例子。
I'm going to give you a true example.
我相信神在每个人的生命中的带领不尽相同。
I think God's leading in everyone's life may not be the same.
每个人有神在你们生命中的感动，你们觉得神应该神让你们应该要做的事情。
So there are different callings. God's calling to all of us maybe the calling may be different.
但我相信这个故事将要激励我们每个人。
And but I believe this particular story can encourage us.
这是一个很平凡的一个小女孩的故事。她怎么样为耶稣活出一个不平凡的生命
？So this is a story about an ordinary little girl who lived out her extraordinary life.
她的名字叫做彭蒙慧女士。
And his name is Doris
Brigham.
Doris,
Doris Brigham.
Bergen.
Yeah, we can call her Doris.
Just Doris is fine.
It's hard. The second word is hard.
Brahim. Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看一段影片吧。我们看一段。
Let's look at this video clip. Yes.
需要声音啊，我们可以，我们等一下重新放一下好了，谢谢。
1948年，中国内战冲突进入高峰，当地的 Doris 就决定在9月1号这一天，与教会姐妹海荣 Karen Florence 踏上中国的宣教之旅。年仅21岁的 Doris 却不知道。将是他最后一次见到他的父母。正当许多国际人士被战乱的中国避之唯恐不及，彭蒙慧是在1948年到1949年间全心投入中国的宣教工作。 不过这样的工作几乎是在边跑边做的情况下进行。从上海登陆后，立即前往安徽安庆进入语言学校学习中文。不久后，就因着战火蔓延，再度回到上海。之后再前往重庆、成都，最后在甘肃的平凉市做了短暂停留。1949年底，中国内战的态势几乎已定，黄鸿惠和其他美籍宣教士前往兰州，最后完全撤出内陆，到了香港。大约一年时间，黄鸿惠在香港继续关心从大陆逃出来的难民，除了教他们英文，也将福音的好消息传给他们。不过，在1950年底，香港即将被共军接收的传闻在大街小巷流窜，这时候许多美籍宣教士不是选择回家，就是前往日本继续宣教工作。但是黄鸿惠却做了一个不一样的选择。
Are you all right? Maybe I should leave Asia and go back to
好，谢谢。
Thank you。
所以不知道刚刚大家有没有就听到他，他的父母亲在他非常年轻的时候就过世了。
So I'm not sure if you got it. Her parents passed away while she was really young.
她有选择可以回去西雅图，她从西雅图来的。
She had a choice to go back to Seattle. That's where she came from.
但是她把她的一生奉献给宣教的工作。
She dedicated her life to the mission.
她十岁的时候受洗，在西雅图受洗的。
So she was baptized when she was 10.
她今天是91岁了。
She is 91 years old today.
她在很年轻的时候就对华人有非常深的负担。
She has a great burden for Chinese when she is young.
这也是为什么她在二十几岁就决定到亚洲去，到中国大陆去。
So that's why she decided to head for China when she was 20-some years old.
后来因为一些可能不是很安全，所以她就到台湾去了。
But then because of the security issue, she went to Taiwan.
我们刚才看到的彭盟会的这个影片呢，刚开始就是在花莲。
So the video clip we showed early on, she was in 花莲, which is mentioned previously.
那边彭盟会女士她花了很多时间与花莲的孩童们还有一些贫穷的人相处。
So she spent a lot of time with the kids, children and also the poor.
她在那个时候也开始她的茶开始带一些茶经班开始一些诗班的服事。
So she started some choir and the Bible study group.
也同时教英文跟音乐。
And then she also taught English and music.
他心中一直有一个很大的渴望。
In her heart, there's a great desire.
这我们怎么样将这福音传给更多人听呢？
That is, how can we spread the gospel to more people?
所以他就开始了他的广播电台。
So she started the broadcasting station.
刚开始也是没什么，几乎没钱这样子。
Started with a very little financial support.
但他后来继续的，这后来就是有出来的什么天运广播电台，天运节目，还有他的一些英文的教室，包含大家说英语跟空中英语教室。
So then she started this Heavenly Melody Group and also the English teaching studio.
真的是祝福了无数的人，我自己也是其中的受益者。
And many people were blessed, including myself.
在这么多年呢，他有三到四次的成家的机会。
Along all this long, along the way, she has three or four different times that she can have a family.
但每次呢，每次他都会问自己说：“那如果我结婚了，那有谁会将这个福音继续传下去吗？传下去呢？”
But she always asked herself, how is my marriage going to impact the mission that I have, that is to continue on with this gospel, proclaiming the gospel.
所以每次当她在挣扎的时候，她从上帝来的呼召跟任务都胜出。
So every time when she prayed about this, the mission, the commitment toward God always win.
但他现在他也说他不后悔他所做的任何的决定。
And she said she was never regretted.
他现在已经待在台湾那个地方已经65年以上了。
She has spent more than 65 years in Taiwan.
几乎全台湾都知道他的贡献。
So the whole Taiwan knows about her contribution.
他得的奖也是不计其数。
And she has got...countless rewards.
他到今天为止一直在宣讲福音。
Until today, she continued to proclaim the gospel.
而且他所祝福的人更是没有办法算出来。
And the people blessed by her are countless.
我不知道你们对于刚才看的这个影片有什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel about the video clip we just watched.
但其实我内心是非常的感动的。
I was very touched.
其实那个土地是我成长的地方。
That land is where I grew up.
所以我可以想象我的爸爸辈、我的爷爷奶奶辈，他们就是在那样子的环境下长大的。
I can imagine how my fathers or grandfathers, how they grew up in that land, in that environment, on that land.
这个年轻的美国的女生愿意放下她在这边所有的生活、家人跟她所熟悉的一切，到一个新的地方去。
And this young American lady, who was willing to give up everything here to go to that faraway country.
我相信就是因为他认识真实的认识上帝，而且他对永生有清楚的了解，他知道永生的存在。
And I believe that is because he knows what the eternal life very well.
而他的 role model 更是就是耶稣基督本人。
And she has a role model of Jesus Christ himself.
认识你独一的真神
knowing the only true God,
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督
and know that the Jesus Christ whom you have sent,
这就是永生
that is the eternal life.
当我在思想这个东西的时候，我就觉得我们的生命真的是一个非常大的礼物
So when I think about this, I think the life we have is a great gift.
现在的生命，当我们想到这世界上有许多的战争啦、天灾啊、人祸，我们就知道，并不是所有人都能够享受这个生命。
When we think about all the natural disasters, wars, we know that not many, there are a lot of people who cannot enjoy the life like what we do here.
那更不用说永远的生命的价值了。
Not mentioning the value of eternal life.
神让我们在今生能够认识他，这更是极大的一个祝福。
And it's even greater blessing that we can come to know him on this, in this life.
这个后现代主义的社会想要我们不相信真理。
In this postmodern, society, they, tell us not to believe in any truth.
他们就是后现代主义让我们不相信生命有绝对。
They tell us there's no absolute in our life.
但圣经上说神是可以认识的。
But we know that Bible tells us God is knowable.
而且我们还可以与他有个亲密的关系。
And we can have a close relationship with him.
但是这一切都是因为耶稣基督。
And all this is because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督，我们认识神，并且获得永生。
And through him, we can know God and receive this eternal life.
所以，让我们继续传讲耶稣基督的信息，将永生活出来吧。
And let us continue to proclaim the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and live out that message.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我会问一下大家一两个问题哈。
Before we pray, I'm going to ask one or two questions.
请问你有在为你的家人或是朋友祷告吗？
Are you praying for your family members or some friends?
我们想要趁着这次机会为大家的家人跟朋友们祷告。
I like to take this opportunity to pray for them too.
如果你们有在为他们祷告，请你们可以闭着眼睛举个手，让我看一下，就是有多少人在为你家人祷告。那我们等一下会一起祷告。
So we can close our eyes, and if you are praying for your families or friends, you can raise your hand so I can also pray for them.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
第二个问题是，神给每一位子女属天的呼召。
So God has given all His children a calling.
要是您在寻找你人生的呼召
，If you are still searching that calling in your life，
我们也一起为这件事祷告。
And let us pray for that too。
如果您在寻找你的呼召，请你是简单的举个手。
So if you are searching that calling, raise your hand. I will pray for you.
好。 好，谢谢你们，可以放下了，谢谢。
Thank you。
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你给我们这样子的一个信息。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for such a message。
我们真的带着极大的盼望迎接我们的未来。
We come to face our future with such a great hope。
我们也知道你的福音是极宝贵的。
And we know the good news is so precious。
帮助我们能够跟你有一个更亲密的关系。
Help us to have a closer relationship with you。
也将这样子的一个永生的盼望活在我们自己的生命当中。
And we can live out this eternal life, the hope of it。
主啊，我也想为我们当中的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And I also would like to pray for the brothers and sisters among us。
我们有许多在远处的亲人跟朋友们。
We have some relatives, family members, friends are far away from us。
当中有很多已经为他们祷告一阵子了。
Some we have prayed for them for quite some time。
主，我们继续为他们祷告。
And we'll continue to pray for them。
主，我们愿你的福音进入他们的生命当中。
May the gospel, the message, enter their life。
愿你打开我们的眼睛，也打开他们的眼睛。
So open our eyes, and also their eyes。
我们将这些亲人跟朋友们交在你的手里，愿你自己来触摸他们。
We pray that you can touch them. We committed our friends, relatives into your hands.
主，我们也知道你所给的呼召并不是属地上的呼召。
And we know the calling you have given us is not a worldly one.
是一个最宝贵的呼召。
But a most precious calling.
那我为刚才这些举手的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And now I want to pray for those brothers and sisters who raise their hands.
主，愿你向我们显明你在每个人身上的呼召。
May you reveal this calling to each and every one of us.
也帮助我们身边的有属灵的朋友、属灵的弟兄姐妹们能够跟我们一起祷告。
And we pray that you will bring the spiritual brothers and sisters.Can pray with us together.
让我们一起领受这个呼召。
And we can receive, search and receive this calling together.
然后一起在信心的道路上一起成长。
And we can grow on this spiritual journey together.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
愿你继续的看守我们一切的事情。
May you continue to safeguard everything we do.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Alex, for his message.
现在是唱回应诗歌的时间。
Let's sing the response song.
请大家一同站立。
Let's stand together.
Jesus keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream. Flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever. Till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我终最都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。
让我们唱上一首。
Let's sing the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, He has.
亲爱的上帝，我们就将我们的一切的颂扬，所有颂赞都归给你，帮助我们像诗人一样的颂赞你，用我们让我们所有的乐器，用各样的方式来将我们的感谢献上，也让我们在生命当中虽然不是在音乐的当中，我们也用我们的各种的生活行为来归荣耀给你。我们谢谢你，这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.